Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul writes that there are 9 gifts of the Spirit. There's the gift of tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. There's faith, healing, miracles, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. And the one that we're going to highlight today is the gift of the discerning of spirits. And that particular gift is sometimes a little bit nebulous in people's minds, like exactly what is that? Is it the gift of discernment, or is it, you know, the ability to see angels or whatever? What is that gift? And today we have Jonathan Welton with us, a profound teacher of the Word of God, seer, instructor, prophet. We're so glad to have you with us, Jonathan.
And this particular subject of the gift
of the discerning of spirits is something that you are very familiar with because of an encounter that you had, a sovereign encounter of the Lord a number of years ago. So why don't we open by sharing that particular testimony?
Yeah. So this was 2002, and I was just a hungry late teens, 18, 19 years old, and going to every meeting that I could about prophecy, visions, dreams, driving to anything within about 6 or 7 hours to get training. Because I'd grown up as a Christian, but not knowing about this supernatural realm that's available. And so I'm pursuing it. And I get to this one meeting where I get stood up in front of everybody. And the person who was there as a prophet, an internationally known prophet, he starts to prophesy over me. And what he said over my life started to happen immediately. So he declares over me, you're a seer, and you're going to begin to see more than you ever wanted to, and discerning of spirits is going to begin to operate in your life.
And did you know what discerning of spirits was at the time that he said that?
I probably didn't. it took a lot of looking even to find anything that talks about it. There's so few materials on this topic. Discerning of spirits is such a neglected gift of the Holy Spirit. And usually, if I said to you, I have a word for you, you'd say, well, great, give me that prophecy. But if I said, I discern something about you...
Yeah, you get scared.
You kind of get defensive because it's been used that way.
Yes.
And it's not a negative gift.
No.
All the gifts are for building up.
Yeah.
And so there's no reason for that other than the misunderstanding, the misuse of this gift. So discerning of spirits, there's so much more to it that will build up the body if we get back to the right understanding.
Exactly. Now, when you first came into this gift, there was a sovereign release of the Spirit in your life where for a 30-day period, you were seeing angels and demons and activities in the Spirit. It was like your eyes were open up to this realm, and you were seeing things on people's bodies and things stuck into their soul and all that kind of stuff. Now, that's a pretty high level knowledge when you see those kind of details.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk more about that later as to the different ways that you can discern.
Yes.
But before we go there, what in the gift of the discerning of spirits, what elements, what aspects can be discerned?
Well, I put it in 4 categories. I believe that we can discern the Holy Spirit. We can discern angelic spirits, which could be angels, archangels, cherubim, seraphim, 4 living creatures, the demonic spirits, so that side, principalities, powers, rulers, and then there's the human spirit. See, it's discerning of spirits.
Right.
And some people think it's discerning an evil spirit. That's only part of
how
it operates.
It's only part of it, exactly.
It's a small part.
Because, you know, sometimes we can go into, like, even a supermarket, and we look at someone, and we just know that they're a Christian.
Yeah.
Well, how do we know that?
Right.
We've discerned the Spirit of Christ in them. We might not have had an open vision, but it's still
true.
The gift of the discernment of spirit in operation.
Absolutely.
And what you mentioned too is that we can see like an archangel or a common angel or whatever. That's ascertaining the identity of spirits, what type of spirits, what their operations are. That's part of the gift as well.
That's a great point. Absolutely. And I think we forget that the experiences we see in Scripture are, you know, John, say, for example, is on the island of Patmos seeing 22 chapters of amazing visionary experiences. Mm-hmm. And he's describing things like he sees incense going up before the throne. And then later he talks about it being cinnamon and frankincense mm-hmm. and myrrh. Well, how does he know that? Because he's smelling it in the encounter. It's not just seeing it and knowing, but he's having a full visionary experience, mm-hmm. which is seeing it, hearing it, tasting it, touching it, feeling it. And so the seer is not just seeing, but mm-hmm. they experience the whole spirit realm. And discerning of spirits is really what is operating. And this happens to us sometimes without knowing. You know, you walk into a room and you feel something creepy or scary or intimidating, but there's nothing in the natural that gives you that.
Right.
But your spirit's picking up on it.
Yeah, and the unseen dimension is a very real realm. Like just because it's invisible doesn't mean it's not real. In fact, it's more real than...
It pre-existed the pre-existed physical.
And will be a lot
after
too, right? After heaven and earth have passed
away,
that realm's still there. And so as believers, God wants us to be familiar with that realm and what's happening in that realm and the different spiritual entities and the wisdom that we can get from him as to how to handle it, which is another gift of the Spirit that we can operate in as well. Mm. I remember my mentor, Mary Goddard, up in Canada. She's gone on to glory now, but she taught a course called The Gifts of the Spirit. In fact, we still have it in our bookstore. So if you go on xpministries.com, we have her original teaching on the gifts of the Spirit, what I got trained in. It's on xpministries.com. You can download the teachings right there, the original teachings. She did a tremendous job back then on teaching us on the gift of the discerning of spirits.
That's
and,
wonderful.
You know, the full measure of you can ascertain the identity of angels, of the Spirit of God, whether it's even the different aspects of God, you know, the different dimensions of the Holy Spirit ministering to you, you know, or the demonic realm or the natural spirit of man when it's in operation. So I just think it's fascinating and it's something that every believer, all believers can operate in all nine gifts of the Spirit, right?
And I would mention too, I started, after the 30-day experience, I started searching for books on gifts of discerning spirit. And for me, I really couldn't find resources. And ultimately, the best resource I found was the Glory School. And your material has so helped the body of Christ in becoming aware of that realm. But we have to be aware that that superior reality is available.
Right. Oh, it's so exciting. We have another course that the Lord just gave us in this last year or so. It's called Developing Your Five Spiritual Senses, because you had mentioned earlier, it's not just about seeing. Sometimes it's feeling. Or touching into something, and you can discern it. Or like you said, smelling or tasting or hearing. It's just so exciting that God has made us spiritual beings as well as natural beings that can be awakened in him. But let's talk about this, because if we're going to grow, and believe me, you are going to be growing in this, because God's breathing on it. He is. It's just being spilled out in the body. In fact, Jonathan, I remember years ago when we started teaching on, you know, the visionary realm and, you know, the angelic realm, and that we would ask a class of, let's say, 100 people or so, how many of you have encountered an angel or you've seen something in that realm? Maybe one or two people in a group of 100 would put their hand up. But now in a group of 100, like 90% are familiar, because we're living in a day and an hour where there's an acceleration of vision and the awakening of the senses. So if you're not awakened yet, you will be, because God's all over it. But in order for us to activate well, and this is, again, in our Glory School, we're very strong about getting good foundations, especially in covenant, because when you know who you are in God, when you know foundations, where you know the kingdom, his righteousness, the realm that you're living in, you live differently. Mm. And you won't topple, because there's many people that will experience things in the spirit, and they topple in their character issues, their morals and choices, or theologically they topple.
Yes.
And when you don't have everything working together, it makes a bit of a mess sometimes, right?
Yes.
And one of your passions, in fact, you've got a brand new resource out. It's called Understanding the Whole Body, Bible. This is one of your resources you use in your Welton Academy.
Yes.
And it's The King, the Kingdom, and the New Covenant,
yeah.
which is awesome. You go through the whole Bible relating to the kingdom in yeah. that. It's so important, isn't it? Can you tell us a little bit more why? I mean, we want it all. We
yes.
want the good foundations, but we want to be able to see and feel and all these things. But why is this important?
Yeah, I think for years the Lord had me in the supernatural realm. And then he started to move me into different places in the body. And one of the things he's been doing the last few years is really he's releasing theologians into the body of Christ that have a supernatural grounding. See, I think if we study the Bible and we don't believe in supernatural experiences, that's just bizarre, because we should know the Word, but also the supernatural. So what we've really done is this piece where Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians mm-hmm. 3 about how there was a veil that Christ came and removed, and that in Christ the veil's taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that veil hid the heart of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been studying the Old Testament for a couple thousand years and have not been able to see the heart of the Father mm-hmm. in the Old Testament. And the heart of the Father is there, and I believe that right now discerning of spirits is a part of unveiling mm-hmm. what the Father's heart really looks like.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So, yeah.
You know, in the Bible, the Apostle Paul is probably one of the greatest theologians as far as when you study his exposition of the Word, the Father, the kingdom, you know, and everything. And yet with it all, and he said, study to show yourself approved, and things like that. He wrote in his letters, he was mentoring his people. But he said that when I come, I'm not coming in word only.
Right.
I'm coming in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit. So we cannot abandon either. It's like what you said earlier, is that we need the Spirit and the Word together.
Yes.
It's not one or the other. It has to be together.
Right.
And I think that so often we do see either someone given over to academic theology or given over to movement of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And when one of them is void of the other, you've got potential deception because you're misrepresenting the fullness of what God came to give. But I love the Apostle Paul, the Apostle of Grace, who lays this amazing theological foundation for us concerning our Savior, our King, our Lord, the kingdom. I mean, it's all right in there. He ties Old Testament, New Testament, everything together, right? And especially if he is the author of Hebrews,
right,
you know,
right.
But you know, there's just so much brought together in that, and yet he never abandoned the supernatural.
That's right.
He never abandoned the gifts. He never abandoned his calling to work the power. He said, "When I come to you, I'll come with the strong word, but I'm coming not in word only. I will also move in the demonstration of the power of God." So I think we need all the gifts of the Spirit and good word, and especially good living.
When we read the New Testament, we start to see that second to Jerusalem, Ephesus was really like the revival center of the early church.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about that that's so fascinating is that this is where Paul lived and taught daily for 2 years, mm-hmm. but it's also the place where his handkerchiefs, which would be the aprons while he's making tents,
mm-hmm.
are healing people and casting out demons. And I love how it says, there's this word in Acts 19, it says, he did extraordinary miracles.
Right.
Well, that means there's a category by that point, by Acts 19, that they called those are ordinary miracles.
Right.
Paul's doing above ordinary miracles.
Right.
So that's how natural the supernatural was for the early church at that point. And what we've seen is that people, they spend an hour, maybe an hour and a half in church every Sunday
mm-hmm.
for decades. And they want to know the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They want to move in the supernatural. and maybe they'll go to a seminary and they'll learn Greek and Hebrew mm-hmm. and John Calvin and John Wesley, and they'll get a lot of knowledge mm-hmm. and they'll go back to church and still feel like, but I don't know the Bible. Mm-hmm. So that was really our goal with this wild title, Understanding the Whole Bible,
right.
which is something people really want. But it's not a dry book that doesn't include the supernatural. I think if you mm-hmm. understand the whole Bible,
right.
you should be incredibly supernatural.
Incredibly supernatural.
Yeah.
And just grow in all of it. Grow in the Word and in the Spirit, both yeah. together, because it's all one. Now, we can grow in things like the gift of the discerning of spirits. Like, for example, in your own encounter with God, you have the 30-day very dramatic sovereign visitation of the Spirit.
Yeah.
But then there's an invitation to grow in those things, to understand those things, and in the operation of it.
Yeah.
I think of other gifts like healing gifts or miracles. A couple of my apostolic advisors in covering is Randy Clark and Bill Johnson. So, I mean, hello.
Wonderful.
I mean,
so many
talk
healings,
about fathers.
Right? Yes.
But what I love about them is their childlike faith
yeah.
in their areas of calling. So,
yeah.
for example, when they see, okay, Jesus heals today, and they're both doctors, okay?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so, theologically, they're out there, okay?
Right.
And in fact, they're teaching in Ivy League universities and all kinds of things. I mean, these yeah. are men of great stature
yeah.
intellectually as well as in the spirit.
Yeah.
But they'll go out and manifest healing anointing. And then the Holy Spirit will invite them for more. Like I remember when they started putting their childlike faith out to see metal dissolved.
Yes.
And they just went out there and did it. Now, they'd
yeah.
been seeing headaches healed and things happen for a while. And they just
right.
kept cultivating that
yes.
anointing. At the same time,
yeah.
they're building and establishing theology or a confirmation with the Word to what the Spirit was doing.
Right.
They're getting these invitations to go to the next level. And they did.
Yes.
And even at times when there was meetings when they were exercising it, because, you know, Randy was telling me, he said, you know, sometimes you get out there and nothing happens.
Mm.
You know, you uh-huh. don't see anything happen. But
sure.
he never gave up. He just kept pushing in for the more.
Yes.
And then the percentages of healings got more and more
yeah.
and more just because he was working it.
Yeah.
And what I feel right now for those of you that are watching, especially in this gift of the discerning of spirits, is that some of you have already touched into this to a certain degree, but God wants you to press in for the more. Break the membrane open because He has more to give you. And sometimes, you know, if you feel like a dryness for a season, it's just, that's only an invitation to just pursue the more. And usually there's always promotion after that. Have you found
yeah.
that also?
Well, yeah, I think we're, like we were saying earlier, the concept of momentum, where we're at this point in the body right now
mm-hmm.
that things are really breaking through much more easily. Say, for example, Randy Clark has been pursuing healing for a few decades. It's
right.
been a passion in his life. We had the honor of being on staff
mm-hmm.
for him for a season, and we love Randy and Bill. And they're at this point now where, yeah, it just keeps increasing.
Just worldwide.
So much.
And the weight of it is growing. And
yeah.
so, like, in the seer dimension, which, I mean, God gave you a sovereign
right.
visitation, so you've
yeah.
been stewarding that over the years
yes.
and learning when to open it up and when not to, which is amazing. So now you're able to teach
yeah.
others. And like with your book, 7 years in the writing,
right.
The School of the Seers.
Yes.
This is why so many people receive impartation
yeah.
when they read this book, because of what you've cultivated, what you went for in
yeah.
the Spirit as you search the Word and search the Spirit.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for this awesome tool, this practical guide for growing in the supernatural.
One of the unique things about that book too that really connected for people, at the end of every chapter there's an activation.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time there wasn't a lot of books that did that. It's become
right.
trendy, which is great, because we need not just the information.
No, but you need to act on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the activation, the impartation.
So good.
And I love thinking about this one story. There was an individual who really wanted to see, and he got a hold of the book, and in the first chapter I say, go find some oil and anoint your forehead and pray, Lord, anoint me with your Holy Spirit. He'd never had a vision, never fallen down in a meeting, never spoken tongues before, and he's staying in a hotel room, and so he doesn't have oil. So he goes and finds a packet of butter and smears butter on his forehead. But it was that simple act of physical
yes.
obedience done in
yeah.
faith And we say it this way, physical acts of obedience that are done in faith release spiritual realities.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts the butter on his forehead and ends up 3 hours on the floor of his hotel room having a visionary encounter.
Wow.
And speaking in tongues for the first time.
Come on.
By himself.
That's awesome.
Just amazing.
I love it. I love it. And it's just so true. You know, you have to activate. Now, I have a question that I know a lot of our viewers will want answered.
Sure.
As well. But, you know, we get, sometimes people will send in their prayer requests and say, I don't know what to do. I'm getting dreams of demons, or I see them at night, or whatever. And they don't know what to do about that. Now, I guess a couple questions. Number one, why would God allow them to see that? Mm-hmm. Number two, what do you do about that?
Well, we got to make sure we're not too black and white, because there's, in the spirit, there's so much gray, you know, and sometimes we'll see something in a dream that seems scary, but the Lord's actually warning us, or he's showing us something. So we got to make sure we don't just say, if it's scary, it's the devil. If it's happy and rainbows, it's God. It can go either way, because sometimes he's giving us insight.
Right.
So we can pray, we can declare, we can speak life into a situation that's death. So we want to make sure we pay attention to that, that, you know, we think of, I think of in my mind, the story of Abraham Lincoln going to the Opera House, and that his wife, Mary Todd, who had a lot of issues over the years, but she had had some dreams of him being assassinated and tried to talk to him about it. And he still went to the opera. And of course we know how the story ends, but
right.
But so often there are warnings like that, and we are meant to pray. Sometimes we're meant to share them, but sometimes we're not. And I think that's an important point, that the, you know, like Jesus says, not to cast your pearls before swine, that there's a time sometimes that you keep it to yourself, like Samson, you keep it instead of sharing it, because otherwise you end up chained in bondage and things like that. It's really important for us to listen when the Lord shows something and say, should I share this? Should I hold it? Should I pray over it? Should I declare it? We need direction with every bit he gives us.
And I think what's important to know too is that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. So if there is something that creates fear in us initially, we have to find our place in God, because we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And he has a reason for that. I remember a number of years ago, we were in a ministry situation. I'm not one, I don't really like to focus on the devil at all, because why? You know, like, he's a loser, so why,
you know. Better things to focus on.
Like, you know, just get out of my way.
Right?
I mean, I've got light, and darkness cannot put out light. Light puts out darkness.
Yes.
But a woman walked into the meeting place where I was. I was praying for a meeting that we were going to be having. She walked in. I felt the presence of her behind me. I turn around. There she is. And I saw in the spirit a witch's hat on her. And the Lord told me through that vision, it was the discernment he was giving me, that this woman was from a witch coven and was intentionally going to try to curse the meeting. Now, I wasn't frightened by it. But I was really glad to know. I was really glad to know, so I could be watchful. So what I did is I called our intercessors together. I had a talk with her first and got some more information on this woman. I talked to our intercessors and I said, we're not going to keep her from coming to the meetings, but I have this discernment and I don't want you to overreact. I just want you to hold the ground that light belongs in the darkness. So we're going to shine the light, and darkness will not be able to manifest.
Beautiful.
It will not be able to manifest.
Beautiful.
And I said, if she comes into the meeting, she could get truly saved and delivered. But we'll just see.
Right.
Now, eventually, I had the opportunity to sit down and tell her, I know who you are. I know who you are.
Wow.
I know what you're operating in. And you are not allowed, you're forbidden to operate in our ministry like that. Now, she never did get away with anything with us. Now, I went and told some other pastors, because she went to another church. I said, I want to give you a heads up, not to say that you shouldn't love her or whatever, but this woman is intentionally releasing witchcraft. And they just thought I was off the wall. They said, no, 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 couldn't possibly be.
Aww.
Well, do you know that within, and they just embraced her, they opened up, which is fine to love even a which, but you don't open up to everything that they're carrying.
Right.
You have to discern the difference.
Yes.
And they didn't. And the pastor died within the year. And then one of their elders, that was the one that really invited her in, he got cancer and eventually died of cancer.
Wow.
And so I think God just gives us warning, not that we should be afraid of it.
Right.
But so that we can overpower the enemy's plans and see Jesus exalted.
Amen.
Our time is up. This went so fast, I can't believe it's over. But God loves you with an everlasting love. And this gift of discerning of spirits, it's going to grow in you. And I just release an impartation to you right now for the growth of that gift and the operation of it in Jesus' name. For those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, maybe you're even involved in witchcraft right now, I would highly recommend you leave the witchcraft behind and give your life to Jesus Christ, because he will forgive you your sin, give you a brand new life on the inside, and just open up realms of glory for you because he loves you that much. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me all my sin. Give me a brand new life. And you know what? He will. And just email us and let us know that you prayed that prayer, and we've got some information to give you and some things that will help you grow in your faith. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Have you ever wished that the spirit realm could be more real to you? Have you ever desired to interact with the kingdom of God in a more tangible way? Well, just as God gave us 5 natural senses to interact with the physical world, he gave us 5 spiritual senses to connect with the spiritual world. Develop your 5 spiritual senses to see, hear, taste, smell, and touch the spiritual kingdom of God that dwells within you. In this series, Patricia King instructs you to identify your gifts and helps you develop a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Order today and receive the book, workbook, 4 CD set, and USB drive for only $60 plus shipping. Call 866-980-5464 and mention television offer number 355. Go online to patriciaking.com or text BLESS to 42828. Order today.